I once knew a man who had lost just about everything. His wife had deserted him for another. He lost his life savings to an embezzler. He had a tremendous setback in his chosen profession. And he told me this, "I always used to say that if you got Jesus, you have enough. And now I have to say that what I have told people is true. If you have Jesus, you have enough." I think the apostles were in that kind of a position as they waited for the promise of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. They were people of Galilee, and yet they were in Jerusalem. Their jobs, their income, their livelihood was in Galilee. Their homes were there, their families. But Jesus had told them to go and wait. He had left them and ascended to heaven in a wonderful display of the power of God being taken up from them. Let's read about it in Acts chapter 1, verse 6. "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they were watching, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Then they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room, where was staying both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. You see, they had the promise of Jesus. They had a tremendous experience. They believed Jesus. They trusted him. But that's all they had. And they obeyed Jesus, and they went into that upper room, and they began praying. And they prayed for 10 days. I think it was a time when they really realized, when all you have is Jesus, it is enough. Let's pray. Father in heaven, truly, when I have Jesus, when I have that relationship with him, nothing else compares to that. Whether I have health or I don't have health, whether I have money or I don't have money, whether I have family or I don't have family, whether I have a spouse or I don't have a spouse, everything for all eternity hinges on whether I have that relationship with Jesus, and it is enough, because in that relationship, Jesus, I have found life, and I have found hope for all eternity. I cling to that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.